9 minutes past eight, John S. Doyle is here again with It Says in the Papers.
The continuing trial at the Central Criminal Court of Richard Satchwell, charged with the murder of his wife Tina in 2017, is the main story for the Irish Examiner, the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Sun. The papers report at length on the video recording of an interview he gave to Gardaí, which was played in court yesterday. As the Examiner reports, Satchwell told Gardaí in that interview, "Once I started the lie, I couldn't stop," after admitting he had buried his wife, who he called his beautiful Irish Rose, in their home in Youghal. He has pleaded not guilty to murder. For the Irish Daily Mirror, the top story is the reality TV star Kim Kardashian, who took to the witness stand in a court in Paris yesterday to give evidence about the theft of over €5 million worth of her diamonds in 2016. The Irish Times leads with a warning from Junior Minister Neil Richmond that promised tax cuts in the budget may have to be jettisoned if the European Union fails to secure a tariff deal with the United States. He said the shock to global trade from US tariffs had left the Irish economy in a tight situation. There is much coverage in the papers of Donald Trump, author of those tariffs, on the first trip abroad of his second presidency, where he signed a $142 billion arms deal with Saudi Arabia. The papers report that he was accompanied on the visit by Elon Musk and executives from Google, Boeing and Amazon, and that the Saudis have pledged to invest $600 billion in the US. The Irish Independent reports in its front page lead that the state has spent over €4 million on an IT system that has failed to tackle bogus firms. John Mulligan writes that the company's registration office conceded that it will be the third quarter of this year before its IT system will be able to perform automated strike-offs. The Irish Daily Mail reports that cuts to payments for pledged accommodation for Ukrainian refugees mean that the state may have to pay millions more to house them in hotels, guesthouses and bed and breakfasts. This is from internal documents which the paper says it has obtained. Craig Hughes quotes the Integration Department as having suggested that Ukrainians could make a top-up payment to their hosts to bridge the gap, rather than have the tenancy terminated, but that this was between the parties themselves. The Independent is getting into the Eurovision mood with a picture of the Irish contestant in the song contest, Emmy, on the front page. Inside, Kirsty Blake Knox reports from Basel in Switzerland on the first semi-final, which took place last night. She says it tore along with high-octane dance routines performed in silver parachute pants, sitting next to heartfelt ballads and catchy earworms. Working from home is a load of nonsense. That's the view of the businessman Dennis O'Brien, reported in The Independent. John Burns writes that O'Brien was speaking at a business awards ceremony last Friday and his criticism was met with enthusiastic applause, according to the website The Currency, which first reported his comments. The businessman claimed that working from home was now a threat to the economy because it had caused a loss of competitiveness, energy, creativity and ideas. No shortage of any of that with the writer Patrick McCabe, who, in an interview in The Times, discusses with Peter Murphy the vagaries of fiction publishing. As Murphy says, in the spirit of following the bliss, McCabe is performing at the Cork Midsummer Festival, with accompaniment from pedal steel guitarist David Murphy and multimedia artist Michael Lightbourne. McCabe describes it as a fever dream in which Patrick Kavanagh flirts with psychedelia, communes with John Lennon and ponders notions of town and place.
Sounds amazing. John, thank you very much.